A comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. And that is the thought for today. Hello, 7 Good Minutes listeners. Clyde Lee Dennis here with a quick note about a podcast that I recently discovered that I'm extremely excited to tell you about. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast and was recently voted among one of Apple's best. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Hardy, in which they talked about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. Find the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I really enjoy a lot, and I think you will too. You can find it by searching the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you prefer, just go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn how being out of your comfort zone helps you grow. Enjoy.
There's a weird phenomenon I've noticed all throughout my life where the more I subject myself to discomfort, the happier I am. I think this phenomenon became increasingly apparent to me in first year of university where I wanted to make the best impression possible. You know, typical freshman behavior. It's a new school, new network of people, new city. So I really felt a need to reinvent who I was as a human being, especially on a kind of social skills basis. So in order to do that, I was forcing myself outside of my comfort zone so frequently, it's as if it was some sort of game. It's like I was able to peel back a layer of reality and see some sort of one-to-one relationship between subjecting myself to discomfort and upgrading who I was as a human being. Now that I'm in my old age, I don't necessarily think that is a one-to-one relationship, more on that later, but I was definitely on to something because I felt incredible. I was energetic, optimistic. I remember waking up in the morning not being tired because I was ready to tackle the day with energy, and although this euphoria didn't last forever, I never forgot how I felt, and I remember the importance of viewing the comfort zone and the effect it has on your overall well-being and the way you live your life. So here are some things that I've discovered about the comfort zone, and hopefully you can apply them to your life as well. So everything you're physically capable of doing in this world falls into one of two categories: inside the comfort zone or outside the comfort zone. The things that are inside the comfort zone are easy for you to do, comfortable. They take little or no effort to do, and there's pretty much no mental resistance in the way of doing that thing, like driving. For a lot of people, driving is completely in the comfort zone. You know, you drive to work, you drive to your house. Since driving is so easy, at one point or another, your brain went and subconsciously placed it inside the comfort zone, so you don't really think about doing it before you do it. It's just something you do. Okay, how about going for a run? A lot harder, isn't it? It's more physically strenuous, requires more preparation, it makes you lose your breath or sweat, and if you haven't ran for a while, you'll probably be really sore the next day. And because you know running is physically strenuous and hard to do, your brain at one point or another went and placed it outside the comfort zone. The further outside the comfort zone something is, the more mental resistance there is in the way of doing that thing. But here's where things get kind of interesting. Running is good for you. After a week of running every day, you can find that your mental energy increases, your outlook on life is better and more optimistic, and after a week of driving, you kind of feel nothing. It's just driving. So there really isn't a clear-cut relationship between things that are inside the comfort zone, outside the comfort zone, and the value that these things have on your life. In fact, the comfort zone is terrible at telling you what's good for you and what's bad for you, what activities you should adopt into your life, and what activities you should avoid. So let's take walking, for example. Walking is probably inside your comfort zone, and running is outside of it. But it doesn't mean that walking is bad for you. In the same way, stabbing yourself in the leg with a pencil is probably outside of your comfort zone, but it doesn't mean it's good for you. So there really isn't a clear-cut relationship between things that are inside the comfort zone, outside the comfort zone, and the value that these things have on your life. All the comfort zone is concerned with is keeping you inside of it. And the way it does that is not only does it make sure that things outside of it are really uncomfortable and hard to do, it's also always shrinking if you don't do anything about it. Unless you venture at least a little bit beyond the borders of the comfort zone, it will get smaller and harder to escape. And this is something that most people have experienced in their lives, whether they are aware of it or not. In my own life, this happens all the time. So what have we learned? We've learned that in order to keep the comfort zone from shrinking, we have to do things that are outside of the comfort zone to keep the comfort zone large. But we also learned that the comfort zone in general is a pretty terrible guide for telling us what to do with our life, what activities are useful to us, and what activities don't really do anything. So basically, we need a solution to this problem. We need a more reliable guide for making decisions. And I think you can't go wrong with making values-based decisions. Your values. Figure out what kind of person you want to be, what kind of traits you want to adopt, what kind of skills you want to learn, and make your decisions based off of that. And using the knowledge of the comfort zone, be aware that any potential discomfort in the way of doing the thing that you want to do isn't a real obstacle. It's all just in your head. If you live life this way, the comfort zone can also work in your favor, because as you start living this new lifestyle that may have at first been unnatural to you, the longer you live that way, the comfort zone is expanding to meet you. So living the way you want to live will become increasingly natural and, dare I say, comfortable.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.